Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello guys, my name is Vincenzo Toscano, founder and CEO of eComsy, and today I wanted to do a tutorial about how you sell a sprite to find products that can be launched on Amazon. So this is a tutorial I wanted to do because Seller's Pride, I believe, is one of the top solutions out there when it comes to helping you research all the data that you need to successfully find a product to launch on Amazon, understand the market, find the keywords, and everything that you have to do to successfully scale a brand within the platform. So today, I'm going to be using one of their tools, which is called a Pro Research. I'm going to show you one of the great insights that you get with this tool in terms of the filters, data, the graphs, how insightful this can be, how you can interpret all this data to effectively find a winning product, which we know is very difficult. In 2025, things are getting very, very competitive in the Amazon space. So it's very important that you understand how to read the data. But on top of that, you use tools that give you reliable data and show you the data in a way that's easy to understand. So here we are on the product analysis pro research tool. Okay. So the first thing we're going to see is effectively all the markets that are available when it comes to the research. So one of the things about Seller's Pride is the availability that you have in terms of the number of marketplaces. You have effectively all the main markets at your disposal. And the other thing that I also like about Seller's Pride is the presets that you have here. So the reason why I find this super, super insightful is, let's be honest, when we're starting to sell products on Amazon, sometimes it can be challenging to understand what are the criteria we're looking for, what filters we should implement, what each filter means. And now by implementing presets, we're effectively using KPIs that are aligned with the goal that we're looking to achieve with the preset. Okay, so now I'm going to use, for the sake of this video, okay, United States. Okay, then here we can have a look at the different months we want to do the research. Usually I like to focus on the last 30 days to be as accurate as possible. However, going back in time is very useful, specifically if I'm looking to launch something, let's say, for Q4 in 2025. A quick example, let's say I want to launch something by December, like toys that do very well in Christmas. Then I could do research for 2024 in December, 2023 in December, just as a quick insight. So that's where selecting the month can be very useful. Now let's go to the presets. So what you're going to find in here is that all these presets give you KPIs that are going to allow you to find the winning product as accurate as possible. So the one I like to use is a couple of ones, and I'm going to show you the reason behind. So one of them is low price and long tail. So this is products that don't need a huge amount of capital to be launched, but at the same time, it has a lot of keywords that are going to give you the opportunity to diversify yourself. The second one is rapid growth. So these are products that are having a significant growth for the last couple of months. Then the other one that I also like is distribution for competitive products. So this is something that allows you to understand, you know, how certain products are distributed equally across multiple products. This is very insightful because what you want to avoid is products that are essentially in a category, 1 to 2 competitors are getting on the market. So gives you a lot of insight when it comes to that. And then, of course, the other one is fast selling for all categories. But for the example here, we're going to use low price and low tail. And here you're going to see how it prefills all the different KPIs that you can use to filter products. So now, usually, I prefer to start with a preset and then I customize effectively all the KPIs. So as a quick example, let's say the preset for low price and low tail gives 300 sales max per month. I might be a bit more aggressive and change it to 500, 700 as an example. Or let's say for me, low price means actually under 40, right? Under 30. Things like that play with it, because if I'm honest with you, the more we play with the KPIs of a filter, usually the highest is the rate of success in terms of finding very unique products. Because if you only use the presets and you don't do a lot of customization in terms of the KPIs associated with the presets, what you can end up happening is that you're going to have similar results that other people using the tool. So play, add your touch, you know, and essentially what you think is going to be ideal for your business and go from there. So now, for the sake of this example, we're going to go down and see what results we start getting. So one of the things I love is the amount of data that you get in seconds here, right? So here within a box, you have all the main information. You have the rate of growth here. You have units sold, the revenue, the price, ratings, the rating star, the FBA fee, when the product became first available, FBA, and much more information when it comes to dimensions and things like that. So this is something super, super useful, because now you can know at a glimpse if it makes sense or not to go deeper into the research of this product. But another thing that I like as well is that when we're actually looking for products to sell on Amazon, another thing that we're actually also looking to achieve is how do we actually source this product in the first place? And you're going to see here that you have effectively the opportunity to look for this product in 1688, which is effectively the Alibaba of China. And you can start having an understanding, you know, what is the price point to source this product and see if it makes sense. Or you can go directly to Alibaba and find the product. So this is very, very useful, because now not only you're researching the opportunity within Amazon, but you're starting to have a look at how this actually product could be a source, what is the price point, and how does the supplier look like when it comes to sourcing this product. Now, let's assume we identify this product as a winning one, because if I'm honest with you, the rate of growth that I see of this product is very good in terms of BSR, units sold, the revenue, price point. It's also a product that is relatively small, so I like the fact that goes into a lower effective cost bracket when it comes to FBA fees. So now what we're going to do is we're going to go and see this product on Amazon. Huh? So one of the things I love here is that once we are within Amazon itself, the first thing that we're going to do, okay, is we're going to open SellerScribe, and we're going to let SellerScribe to effectively load all the data. This is from the perspective of understanding, okay, what does the number look like in terms of this product? And the tool, the first thing that it's going to do is going to find you similar products. Products that are very similar in the shape of characteristics, size, and all those things. Then it's also going to give you a breakdown of things such as, you know, what is the average BSR across these competitors, the pricing, how many units is sold. And you can see the order average on top and the age of that listing in general, because this is super, super important to know if you're entering a niche that is just getting started or actually it's a niche that is very consolidated. Because if it's a niche that is very consolidated, that's also kind of a red flag, because it means it's very competitive and you want to avoid those. Okay, now let's go back to the research. Okay, so let's say I'm having a look here at all the different products. As you can see, you can put it as a grid or as a list. And then what you're going to try to achieve here is, of course, have all the insights possible when it comes to the different results, right? So here, for example, what you're going to find is, let's say we want to analyze this top products, right? So we can choose this top five, and we can use a consumer insight, okay? And then we can also use, in this case, a attribute analysis. So once you do that, what that is going to break down to you is understanding what effectively is what customers are saying around this product, like how this product can be made better, what are some of the things that people return this product for, and on top of that, what are some of the attribution in terms of the things you can add from a feature point of view, colors, and customization of the listing to make it unique. That's really where this can give you a lot of open mind approach to understand, okay, this product is actually very good from a numbers perspective, but this is what the consumers are saying about this product. And these are some of the attributes that the product is missing overall. And that is your starting point to make your product different. Now, if you want to go a bit deeper when it comes to this, okay? So another thing you're going to find is you can also filter this down. So let's assume you want to filter only pros are within a price point, within a specific star rating, because that's where you feel you're going to land to. You can use that to make sure you can achieve a more tailored outcome in terms of the pro research itself, okay? Now, let's go deeper into, for example, customization. So here, as you can see, you can tailor the table as much as possible. This is another thing I love about SolarSprite, the level of customization. And then another thing you want to achieve here is, let's say you want to go full page. You can also do that. So I'm just trying to give you as much insights of how you can leverage this tool. And then, of course, going back to the listing, you're going to see the amount of information you get at a glimpse, right? So here, within seconds, as I said, which is why I love SolarSprite, you can know exactly what's going on, like how many keywords is for PPC, how many organic keywords, what is the metrics behind dimensions and all of that. And then you have a lot of buttons that are going to give you a lot of action. So download the images, A plus content, custom image related videos. So now let's say you want to create a briefing for your customers in terms of, you know, let's say you want to launch this product, right? And you want to effectively your team be able to understand which images they have to do, or the customer approach. You can download the customer images. You can download those, understand what the customers are saying about the product or these specific competitors. You can use all these insights to optimize your listing better. And of course, use that as a guideline to whatever you're trying to achieve with your brand. Okay. And the other thing that I always recommend, just to go deeper into effectively the tool, is if you click on reverse async, this is the part. It gets very, very interesting, because now here what you can achieve is you can see effectively what are the keywords that drive the most amount of a click share. And this is really the key, guys, because click share and impression share is what effectively is going to tell you, you know, where the traffic is and where you should be positioned. In fact, here you can see it gives you a full breakdown of the organic ranking. It tells you the distribution between organic and ads. So this is going to make you understand, okay, how do I make sure I aim for the right keywords? And this is going to be the foundation for whatever you do in terms of listing optimization, PPC, which I'm going to be doing more videos around those topics as well. That's why I'm keeping very on top of the surface in this specific topic. But you can see how many insights you get. And this is something that gives you effectively the answer to understand if these are the products to go for or not. So again, this is a tool that the amount of customization that you get in terms of product research, filtering those products, understanding the market demand, understanding where to source those products, understanding the KPIs and keywords behind, there's no other tool out there that gives this amount of insight. So make sure you check it down below in the link. Have a look by yourself. And of course, going to be releasing more videos like this when I'm going to give in-depth tutorials in terms of how to maximize this tool when it comes to implementing it on a daily basis to scale your brand on Amazon. And other than that, thank you so much for watching this video. Hopefully you find it very insightful, and see you at the next one. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the E-Commerce Lab by Ecomsy. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website at www.ecomsy.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at ecomsy.